You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Stellar Parenting with Brandi Kahn. Live from BrandiKahn.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Stellar
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Happy Tuesday from Houston, Texas, and welcome to Stellar Parenting. I'm your host, Brandi Kahn. I'm an intuitive astrologer, and I also hold a Master of Science degree in psychology with an emphasis in child and adolescent development. And I love to combine the magic of the stars with the art of consciously raising children, and also to help parents, teachers, and guardians learn how to do the same as well. If you're interested in working with me, please visit my website at BrandiKahn.com. So today I'm covering my top three transits for this week, and I'll be including why you might want to hold off on cosmetic procedures or major changes to your appearance early this week, okay? And why the end of the week is actually going to be the perfect time to trust yourself and to take bold action towards your dreams. And for all of the parents that are tuning in, I'll also be sharing with you how you can best support your child through this week's cosmic energy. So let's jump right in. Coming up on Monday, October 13th, we will have a delicate but powerful opposition. So Venus will be at 0 degrees of Libra, opposing Neptune, 0 degrees of Aries. Now, even though this transit was exact yesterday, you guys still may be feeling this today and also for tomorrow. And those of you with planets or angles around the early degrees of the cardinal signs, those are Libra, Aries, Cancer, and Capricorn, you guys are going to feel this the most. This is a really fertile transit for tapping into divine inspiration through artistic, musical, or poetic expression. Your imagination will be activated and your aesthetic inspiration may flow more easily. But let's talk about the key players in this transit, okay? Venus in Libra seeks balance and harmony, beauty, and partnership. And Neptune in Aries, on the other hand, stirs our dreams and dissolves our boundaries and can lead us into spiritual or romantic idealism. When they're opposing each other, okay, there's this push-pull energy between what we want to see in love and then what the truth actually is. So under this transit, relationships may feel dreamy. They may feel romantic, but at the same time, confusing or clouded by illusions. You might feel more compassionate during this time, or you may feel more vulnerable to deception when it comes to matters of love. There could also be a sense of wanting and wishing for things to be different in your relationships, but not fully owning the part that you've played in the situation. Now, let's talk about cosmetic procedures, okay? Venus governs beauty, aesthetics, and personal appearance, while Neptune rules illusions, dreams, and things that are not always as they seem. When Venus opposes Neptune, this energy can distort perception and make it difficult to see clearly what would be good for you or what will have positive, lasting effects. So, during this transit, you may be idealizing how a change will look on you. And the makeover might seem perfect in your imagination, but reality could be very different. Also, your expectations may be a little bit unrealistic. You might want a dramatic change without fully considering maintenance or suitability or long-term impact. And vulnerability to influence also increases during this transit. So it's easier to be swayed by a really persuasive hairstylist or social trends. So my personal recommendation is to use this time for reflection and self-care and planning. if you're drawn to make a change to your looks, okay? Keep it minor or temporary, like trying new makeup looks or doing something non-permanent with your hair. Wait for this transit to pass before making major or permanent changes. Here are some things I want you to do with this transit. Stay grounded in honest reflection. Ask yourself, am I seeing the truth or am I only seeing what I want to see? Also, practice compassion with healthy boundaries so you can feel deeply for others and you can be kind. Don't surrender your discernment or your self-worth. Also, let's communicate gently and clearly. So if confusion or misunderstandings arise, seek clarity rather than assuming illusions. Things I want you to avoid. Try not to over-idealize or romanticize someone beyond their real capacity. We might be tempted to see what could be. We might be tempted to see someone's potential instead of what's staring us right in the face, okay? And that could lead to major disappointment. Also, don't ignore red flags or warning signs. So don't allow your desire for harmony to make you blind to unhealthy patterns that other people may be showing you. Also, don't over-sacrifice your own needs in relationships. Neptune's influence can push you to dissolve your boundaries so much that you're doing so at the cost of your self-esteem. Now, for parents, you might be feeling a strong desire for harmony in your family relationships, but misunderstandings can arise at home, okay? What you mean to communicate and how it's perceived can be distorted under this transit. Your child might be absorbing this foggy energy too, all right? They might be coming across as more dreamy, more distracted, or they may feel uncertain about what's real and what's expected. So speak with gentle clarity. Use simple and honest language. And if something is confusing, slow down, restate it, and make sure that everyone understands. Also, hold space. Don't feel like you have to fix everything. So if your child is pouring their heart out to you, don't feel like you have to fix everything. Just hold space and listen and allow them to be heard. As far as what you don't want to do with parenting, let's try not to override boundaries for the sake of harmony. So pretending that everything is fine when it isn't just teaches our children to suppress their emotions. Also, we want to make sure that we're not being overly dramatic. This Neptunian influence can make small things feel really huge. So I want you to breathe before responding. And now we're going to dive into one of the bigger transits of the week. That's the Sun in Libra squaring Jupiter in Cancer, which will be exact on Friday, October 17th. This is the day to go for what you want, guys, because this transit is going to bring a mix of optimism, enthusiasm, and confidence, okay? But it also carries the potential for overdoing things and for exaggeration or emotional overextension. The Sun in Libra is all about balance and relationships and fairness and diplomacy. We want harmony. We want to connect with others. We want justice. Meanwhile, Jupiter in Cancer expands everything that it touches. So when these two energies form a square, we may feel tension between wanting balance and fairness and experiencing emotional expansion. So you may feel pulled to overcommit, or to promise too much, or to overextend yourself in your relationships or with your responsibilities. There's a tendency to see the big picture and ignore the smaller, important details. Or there's also the tendency to exaggerate situations. But this is absolutely amazing energy to use to step out of your comfort zone and to go for what you've always wanted. Things I want you to do. I want you to pause before making big promises and consider whether you can realistically follow through. Also, balance optimism with practicality. Enthusiasm is great, but I want you to check the details first and set boundaries with your generosity. You can be kind and nurturing. Those are awesome. That's great, but I don't want you to overextend yourself. So let's try to avoid exaggerating or overpromising, because overextending your energy will lead to burnout and sometimes resentment. also. Let's try to avoid overindulgence when it comes to food, when it comes to spending, or social activities. Jupiter expands everything it touches, so moderation is key. Now, when it comes to parents, okay, this energy can show up as, you know, we feel overly protective or overly indulgent with our children, or we may feel stretched between fairness and emotional needs. So this is a good reminder to practice moderation and to check your assumptions and avoid letting your emotions override good judgment. Okay. So parents, here are some things I want you to do. I want you to encourage expression. Encourage your child to creatively express themselves or to verbally express themselves without exaggeration. So allow your children to share their feelings, but help them to stay realistic. Also, we want to model moderation. So show your child how to enjoy abundance, whether that's in their activities or with what they're eating or their time on the iPad or on the computer. Okay, we want moderation without going overboard. Also, it's a great time to set clear boundaries. Children feel secure when limits are consistent, even during high energy times. So parents, let's avoid overcompensating with gifts or treats to manage moods, because this will reinforce emotional over-reliance. Also, let's avoid overcommitting to social or extracurricular activities. Too many activities, too much going on can overwhelm everyone. And let's not argue about fairness when feelings are heightened, okay? We want to focus on clarity and gentle guidance. So parents, I want you to use this transit as an opportunity to teach balance, self-regulation, and empathy. Children learn resilience when they see adults navigate emotional highs with awareness and grounded choices. Those are your transits for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. Please set your intentions about how you want to use this energy constructively, okay? How you want to use this energy to create, to co-create your reality. Because at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, the stars may guide us, but we hold the power to shape our destiny. So keep shining your light bright. Until next week, have a great week.